update.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, rallying around the radio. It's a good thing. This is a good day, even though a little cloudy, dark, and dank, as it were. But I do not let the rain affect my attitude, and you should not either. Here is Rich McFadden. Rich,
Hello.
You want to take a bow? Rich
Hello.
McFadden at the control and
nice to see you.
Studio in Washington, for those who are trying to follow along, the play card has his face on it. Roberta Fasanelli is here.
Hello.
We'll be joined by Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio. But most especially, the Boomer Broads have now bombastically arrived on the scene, and they want to bring us around to something fascinating.
Oh, yeah? What is
fascinating.
That?
Fascinating, Richie. Don't you love fascinating? That's a great word, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is.
The products that are advertised on the radio, products that are advertised on television, products that are advertised in newspapers, magazines. In other words, the products that companies want you to buy. We find it interesting that people are complaining with some abandon about how much they are in the hole. People don't seem to want to spend money on their credit cards as much as they used to. They are in debt as much, if not more, than they used to be. They're not making as much at work. So how do people pay for all of the products that are being advertised? That's an excellent question, which will be part of our focus here. Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, are here. So, ladies, perhaps we start with you. How much discretionary income do you have? And if you have a reasonable amount, what do you spend it on?
Well, I have more than my children, for sure.
That's probably a good thing, yes.
And I have more, probably more than I ever had before, because I get to spend it all on myself now.
Right, it's all you, and it's all about you.
No. Well, yeah, maybe. It's all about, the money is all mine to spend the way I want.
Well, do you think that's part of what Boomer people are all about from
Boomerdom.
Yes,
yeah.
I do think that many boomers have gotten to the point where they look back and they say, I have spent 20 to 40 years paying for others, caring for others.
Yeah.
And it's the infamous, it's now it's my turn.
Now, let me bring Maria Bailey, who is a part of this program, appears with us frequently here. Her real job is to market, or actually to teach companies how to market their products to women. So, Maria, you heard the premise of this. The boomers looking, as do all of us, at a lot of products that we see advertised that we would wish only, if we had enough money, could we buy these things. So who's buying them? What are you finding with your clients as to pitches and how some of these companies are surviving when it seems that the products they're selling are kind of fringe at best?
You know, it's really weird. Well, first of all, a mom will skimp on herself before she skimps on her children.
Yeah.
And just the other day, I was kind of thinking about it and wondering why this is. But the toy industry actually is having an incredibly prosperous few years.
Really?
And you know, I was on an airplane thinking about, like, why is that? You know, I guess because in a bad economy, maybe people are looking for fun and looking for smiles and, I they'll cut back in other places. But it's kind of amazed me that the toy industry has done really, really well through this bad economy.
All right, Janet and Anne-Marie, do you buy that?
Well, I can understand that because, although your premise initially, Doug, was that people are still not charging as much, still feeling the pinch at the gas pumps, yes, that is all true, but at the same time, there is the sense out there that we are coming out of that doom and gloom,
right,
that we are sort of busting to spend money again, either if we're of Maria's age on our children, And again, not on ourselves if we are there, but if we are Anne-Marie in my age, this is now the time where we can say, okay, you know what? My retirement fund, which was at one point decimated a couple of years ago, is back. I don't know if you, you know, if you kept your money in the stock market and you didn't get scared, your money is back.
Not me. I had to spend all my money that I had in those funds to keep my program and my farm and everything else in my life going because, you know, that's what you did to survive.
Yeah. Well, for those of us who did not have those issues in front of us and who, you know, clenched our fists and said, I'm not going to pull my money out, I'm going to leave it in. Those of you who are listening out there recognize that if you look at your accounts, you'll see that your money is
by the way, Janet, you're single, right?
That is correct.
So how'd you like to be my girlfriend? How's that?
You know, can I say,
I think I'm going to be getting a lot of propositions after this little discussion.
Uh-huh.
I asked her the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, two children.
But
I was
it is, exactly.
Children, so.
I have that luxury, but I am not alone. There are many empty nesters of the 55 plus who are now spending money again. And what the latest news was, it was the front page of the New York Times, actually, is that the advertising community has woken up to the fact that boomers, on an average, they're saying, our age segment, 45 to 64, are making close to $900 a week. Yet a 20 to 24-year-old makes $450 a week.
Well,
that's
also
double the money.
The unemployment rate is the lowest among people 50
plus. All right, so then this speaks to something, Maria and Anne-Marie and Jennifer, that and Roberta's been part of the media for 35-plus years. So as we look at what we have to counter, and it sounds almost self-serving, the rating service, the people who buy advertising normally are skewing it. The message is aimed at from 25 to 54 years old, even though, as Anne-Marie and Janet just point out, the money is there's twice as much discretionary money available for people who are 50-plus to spend.
Well, that...
Go ahead.
Well, I know the answer to that question.
Go ahead, yeah.
The answer to that question is, why is that? And it's because at Anne-Marie's age, her preferences are set. So she either drinks Coke or she drinks Pepsi. She either uses Bounty or she uses
See, I've heard this argument before.
Else.
Pardon me. I've heard that people make up their minds early and they stick with their brands. I don't think that's true anymore, any more than people stick with their jobs like they used to. I think that's I was about to say something.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're better at this than I am, but I don't.
But in respect, it still is the mindset of the advertising world. That
well, no,
whether it's true or not. It is the way the advertising world
is. But that is changing radically. It's changing quickly, and it's changing radically.
Yeah.
As the article in the New York, the front page of the New York Times said.
Well, you got to believe it if it's in the New York Times.
Right, if it's in the New York Times, it's got to be the truth.
Come on.
It doesn't make it into the New York Times if it's not somewhat newsworthy. So, and I think it is newsworthy, and we've been talking. Listen, the broads have been broadcasting and preaching this, you know, this point for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I think what is interesting in the article, and you'll all agree with this, you remember, all of us who are of age will remember the years of Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Diagnosis, Murder. You remember those shows that were very older-oriented that got picked off the stations, right? Nobody wanted them anymore because they were attracting people, oh, my God, who were 50. Now, Kathy Bates in Harry's Law was just renewed. They have a new show, Playboy, set in the 1960s to appeal to boomers. It's becoming full circle again, and they're bringing back shows in the media that advertisers will
remember,
now latch on to.
Do you remember Swingers from a couple of summers ago?
Yes.
That was so bad. It was
pretty
terrible.
Bad. Pretty bad.
Awful.
Pretty bad.
All right. The ladies are talking. We're listening. 800-510-8255. The Boomer Broads are here. Maria is here. Roberta is here. Richie and I are just wallflower. Wallflowers? Wallflowers, probably. Yeah, double. Later on in the hour, Holland Cook will join us again. We'll be talking more about maybe actually some of this in terms of communication. How do you communicate that which you want to communicate? I want to communicate the time, which is 16 past the hour, and I want you to know it's time for you to be pain-free. Richie, this is something that you could base. I think you did tell me you tried one of these, the pain in your neck.
I went out and got some. I've got a shoulder issue.
Yep.
So
from the shoulder, that's right, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you actually went to Walgreens and bought it.
I did.
Whereas you can go to either DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com and get a free patch sent so you can try it out. No obligation, nothing. Free sample of Salon Pause at DrKenshow.com or DougStefan.com. It's time to be pain-free. Try a free sample. Go to the website right now. Get it shipped to you. Put it on the area of your body that hurts, wherever it is. And you will be, as I'm telling you, you'll come back to me and say, you're right, Doug, I'm pain-free. Salon Pause at DrKenshow.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Maria Bailey, Mom Talk Radio, is here along with the two Boomer Bros, Janet and Ann Marie. We're talking about what you buy or what influences you. Maria says one thing, but Maria's more focused on moms. I think what we're saying here is that what I first started with was who can afford to buy this stuff. Mm. And the boomers come back and say, well, people who are older can afford to buy it, but they're not being catered to by the advertising community. Then how do you decide? Maria, in your research, how do people decide what they're going to buy? What influences them?
Well, if they're going to change a brand, the number one thing that influences them right now is coupons.
Coupons.
So, believe it or not, coupons. 70% of women who shop in the last 2 years have used a coupon for the first time.
Anne Marie and Janet, you use coupons?
Never. Not a one. Never. Yeah, I carry them around with me, and they go into the store with me, and then they come out of the store with me.
So maybe that's an age thing. Yes. Maria says for moms, they're using coupons, but your age is not using coupons.
Well, I really also think it's I don't need to spend. I don't care if I save 20 cents.
Really?
I can afford to pay full price, and it's just I'm lazy, and I just do it. I think your original premise that you introduced this segment with is changing, though.
Yeah. I think maybe you're right about that. All right. Some good things to think about. That's what this is all about. 21 after on Good Day.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Out of this fast.
This is weird, huh?
This is the theme from Twin Peaks. How long was that show on?
That was not too many years. What, four or five, something like that?
Birthday list for Tuesday, the 17th of May, Grace Zabriskie, who was Sarah Palmer, if you remember that show on Twin Peaks. I always thought that meant something different than it actually did.
Only you.
How do you know what I was thinking, Roberta?
I know exactly what you were
thinking. You are about as shallow as a puddle, brother.
Oh, good, really.
Yeah. Who killed Laura Palmer?
That's right.
Shut that microphone off. All right, Grace is 70 today, so happy birthday to her. Here is a Bill Bruford, who's the drummer for Yes. I always got the, this is Earth, Wind, and Fire time. Yes, there are two or three other groups like this. Roundabout was their biggest song that I remember. I've Seen All Good People, that was another good song. Mr. Bruford is 62 today.
Wow.
I like this kind of stuff from them, though. This is the sort of the
classic rock.
Classic guitar stuff, yeah. Not as good as the Moody's, but, you know, it's okay. Anyway, here's a guy that people, whenever you say his name, they say either, huh, or who cares? Bob Saget.
Yeah, I'm in the who cares camp.
Danny Full House. He was kind of one of those guys that tried everything and didn't do anything well. I don't know. Is that too cruel? Is that cruel?
He's done well. He's done very well. Yeah,
he's
got a good stand-up
career. Presence.
And,
yeah. Maybe he's doing what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is singer Enya. I always love this song. There's something about this song that brings a tear to one's eye. Listen to this for a second. It's quiet.
Really?
Kind of brings a tear. If you're sensitive like I am, right?
Yeah.
Being the meatball and potato, beer-drinking, lustful jerkleburger that you are.
That's me.
This would not mean anything to you.
No, I laugh at people that cry at this song.
I know.
Sissy.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Next up, Hill Harper, who's Dr. Sheldon Hawks on CSI New York. I'm surprised they picked that up. They didn't cancel CSI New York. I think it would be travesty to cancel CSI Miami, because that's actually the best one of the three. But New York seems to have survived as well. So I guess that's good for this guy. 45 today. Here's Jordan Knight from the New Kids on the Block. Too bad Jennifer had to go.
Yeah, that's her favorite.
She loves this
right?
stuff.
She loves yeah. these kids. Step by step. Jordan Knight's 41 today. These guys are from Boston, right? New Kids on the Block. They're from Boston.
You know, I can't tell you. I'm much like I'm not an Enya fan. I'm not up on my
really?
New Kids on the Block trivia.
You're just a crude, lewd.
That's right.
Incredibly useless person to have on this show.
My wife loves me for it.
I'm sure she does. Sasha Alexander is Gretchen. Where does this come from?
Dawson's Creek.
That's where this song came from? Could fool me. Yeah, theme from Dawson's Creek. I didn't
there
know.
You go. Really? Would I lie to you?
Not, well, yeah, you would.
Yeah, I actually
in this
would.
Circumstance,
just not about this.
It's not worth the effort right, to do yeah. it for something like this.
I save my lying for the good stuff.
All right. So Sasha Alexander, 38 today. Josh Homme. Is that really this guy's name?
Josh Homme.
What's up, Homme?
H-O-M-M-E. He's from the Queens of the Stone Age. Did we know who it is? H-O-M-M-E.
Yeah.
Why not? Josh Homme, 38 today. Alfred Navarez from All for One. This is the only hit they ever had, isn't it? Talk about pop music.
Yeah, I think we've had them on the show before, too.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 38 today. And then we have Andrea Kaur, who is from the Kaurs. Very good. As opposed to Andrea True, who's not from the Trues. Maybe a truther, though, right? Anyway, this Kaur is 37 today. This is Breathless. And I will be quiet so that you can listen to her and become breathless. Yes or no?
That's very nice.
28 after on Good Day.
At 40, some women reach a crossroads.
When you hit 40, you're really at a D average, being able to naturally conceive a child.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Social worker Sarah Brokaw has written a book on what most women need to feel happy.
Accomplishment without the materialistic or monetary value attached to it, adventure and spirituality.
The list includes grace and connectedness.
There has to be some levity in situations. My female friends can help me bring some humor to it and help me become rational.
It's never too late to be the woman you want to be. Brokaw's book is an inspirational roadmap on how to make even tiny changes that can make a big difference. The title is Fortitude, Making the Next Decades the Best Years of Your Life. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Right. 33 after the hour now. Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Maria Bailey is here. Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and Holland Cook.
Well, we're going to have some fun now.
Who is going to help you find a job. Interesting true story this past weekend. McDonald's is expanding all around the country. They're building new stores. They're going 24 hours in lots of their locations. So they needed 50 or 60,000 new employees. And so they did a national sort of job open house, and I'm told that they hired like about 60,000 people this last weekend.
Big cattle call, if you will.
900,000 people applied for those 60,000 jobs.
Wow.
900,000 people.
It doesn't surprise me.
People. Why?
Yeah, and this is not atypical. The applicants way outnumber the openings.
Uh-huh.
It's a hellish numbers game, a process of elimination. It always was, but now it's worse. In this economy.
But for this kind of a job, an $8 an hour job, 900,000 people. And that brings you back around to wondering whether the job, whether really the unemployment numbers are legit or not. Anyway, there are a lot of people, bottom line is, looking for a gig. Here's an ad for lifeguards. Newport Beach, California, $200,000 a year.
Ah, that's
as
big.
A lifeguard. $150,000 to $200,000 a year as a lifeguard in Newport Beach, California.
That's tough.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
We can all do better. All right, so if you can't find a job like that, Holland would like to help you find a job. Holland Cook is the author. Have you done a book on survival speech?
Well, we're developing one.
That's right.
And the early pieces of it, there are great big chunks of the forthcoming book at survivalspeech.com, so
yeah.
You can get your first peek there.
By the way, Holland is one of the few people I know, and Maria, you didn't meet Holland before today. He has mastered, as well as anybody I know, certainly in this business, using the available tools that don't cost anything. The Internet was something he was on big time web. I remember when we first were talking about doing the website and how to do it.
Oh, what you Twitter, folks are on Twitter.
Facebook.
And, yeah, yeah.
But there are new things now. Richie, what were you just telling us about, or Maria? Some new social media that is good for business? What was that?
Oh, LinkedIn.
No, LinkedIn is
popular. New, but
no,
yeah,
there was something else you said that we needed to be on. I think at the farm store.
Foursquare. And I just think back when we were getting out of college, the application process was about bringing your resume to a printer.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That. Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
You know, fast forward to present day. If you are a job applicant, don't be naive. Assume that the person to whom you're applying will Google you.
If you don't, you're crazy. Richie says
the first thing I do
Facebook.
When I get a resume and I look at that resume and I seriously consider it, the first thing I do is look you up on Facebook.
Hey, I'm sure you were having a swell time down in Cancun, but it might be time to take down the gag photos from your Facebook page of you with the large promotional size jug handle bottle of Popov vodka.
But is that, I mean, the other side of that is, okay, but people are people, and the humans and people have a good time.
Right.
The woman, remember that teacher that lost her job last year because there was a picture posted on Facebook that was like 10 years old?
Yeah.
Of her, she had a glass of wine.
Right. I mean, you have to understand that when you do look somebody up that you are thinking about hiring, and they do have some pictures on it, people are people. But when I am on Facebook or Twitter, I am always mindful of who is going to see what. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. We're in the media business, so I have a brand, as it were. But even my wife, my friends, I always say, make sure that you resemble who you really are in life, or who you want.
Once
them
it's
to
out
be.
There, you know. Once you got the toothpaste out of the tube,
you can't get it back.
Get it back in.
You can't get it back.
And if you're looking for work, what you might find curious is that the person to whom you're applying may be more nervous than you are, because every hire is under the microscope. They probably had to fight to keep that position in the budget.
Ah.
And the person who's making the hire is going to be judged by the results of the person who gets hired. So tattoos, you know, every little thing now factors in. And when you go into the job interview, you have to simply ooze, I want to work. And I know that this seems like a semantic difference, but there is a world of difference to the person you're applying to. There's a world of difference between you saying, I need a job, and you saying, I want to work.
All right. So how do you handle this situation? Kind of, I'm thinking about it in a reference to an old Perry Mason movie where the person who's testifying answers more than the question being asked.
Correct.
How do you approach the conversation between the interviewer, the person hiring, and you, the interviewee?
You will be judged much more by the questions you ask than the answers you give in a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we saw at McDonald's, the big cattle call. There are so many more applicants than openings that everybody needs a job. But if you've done your homework, if you've gone to school on the company, if you understand the industry, and you can ask questions about accomplishing the company's business goal, you will really stand out from the crowd. Everybody goes in figuring, I'm going to have to talk about my strengths and weaknesses, and you talk about your strengths, and then when it's time for weaknesses, you talk about some more strengths. You know, well, you know, I must confess, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. You know, you learn how to repackage your strengths as weaknesses. That's presumed. That's that's table money.
Know enough about the company to know what the culture is so that when the person there asks, do you have a problem working on Saturdays, or do you have a problem working overtime, or what happens if we have a special project, you don't go in and say, this is what I want.
Correct.
I mean, unless you're whacked and you don't want the job.
Yeah, lately it seems like a buyer's market for help, so you wouldn't want to be too picky a seller.
Right.
Remember the old gag about, look, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't bother coming in on Sunday.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And that's that's the norm now. Expect to expect that they will expect you to show up.
Maria, how do you handle hiring people? You have people working for you in your office in Florida. How do you, as you listen to Holland, give these ideas out for those who would come to see you or Richie to get a job? How?
I,
Go ahead.
I think, actually, people say they want to work, but I don't think they really want to work.
On average? You're not saying everybody, but on average.
I think they say they want a job, but they don't really want to work.
They want a job, and they want to get paid.
Right.
But do they want to perform what the job is and the tasks required?
They're trying to say the right thing.
Right. But
and I find that I hire someone, I give them a chance. Even if I don't have a full-time position, I'll create a part-time position so that they can, you know, prove themselves.
I don't ever let anybody work for me.
Inevitably, they drop off the, Doug, you and I were talking about it just a second ago. You were trying to hire someone, and they kind of, like, disappear. You know, they work for a little while, and then they just stop calling or showing up or whatever. It's
you need
crazy.
You need to convey to the person who's interviewing you, I can do this.
Yeah.
And when do I start?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it. Somebody
I can
asked
do
you
this
the
job,
old story
you
know? About... can I, you know how to, oh, here it is. When I worked at WTTF, first time I was the country and western disc jockey in the WT Roundup, the boss says to me, Ed Clark, I can see him in his office now, big, deep voice, smoking away on a cigarette. Hey, kid, what do you know about country music? I said, ask me a question. He said, when can you start? I said, 6 o'clock tonight. I was 18, I'm 19 years old. I didn't know anything
that line
about country
has,
music.
But that line has worked for me. Often at the end of an interview, the person I was talking to will have graciously said, well, thank you for your time. And I say, and thank you for yours. And they'll say, now, if there's anything we didn't cover in the interview you think of subsequently, please feel free to give me a call. And I'd always wait about 2.2 days later. And then I'd call back and I'd say, you remember you said that if there was anything that I thought of after the fact, I could always call and ask you a question. He'd say, sure, what do you want to know? And I'd say, when do I start?
Uh-huh.
And they'd always chuckle.
Right. And how often did that work, though?
Well, a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a few people where they actually almost stalk me after the interview, where they touch base afterwards, thank you for the opportunity, look forward to hearing from you. And then 2 or 3 days later saying, listen, have you made any decisions? And I found that those people, how they apply for a job is how they apply themselves at work.
Yep.
And I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it because I know that they are going to follow up on their tasks same way.
Let me ask Colin this in terms of job seekers. Are the tips or ideas, suggestions different depending on how old you are, given what Maria just said? And I think that what she didn't say, but the implication, well, I'll say it because I find it to be this way myself.
Ageism, right?
Younger, no. Well, to a point, ageism, get paid less, yada, yada. You get what you pay for. Really, these days, somebody older, more experienced, wants to work, appreciates what working is versus kids that are coming along that don't have their nose to the stone, don't feel like they need to work more than 40 hours a week, and don't want to hear about your problems of keeping the business going. Hey, I'm here. And oftentimes you find yourself catering to these people because if it's a specialized field, then you take what you can get, and more often what you can get isn't what's that good.
Well, generally speaking, with so many boomers on the beach, you know, there is this fear of ageism and should I color my hair, et cetera, et cetera. What you want to convey is the positive aspect of that, meaning, guess what? I'll show up here on time,
right?
Darn sober, and pleased to be here. You know, I've been around the block a few times, and I've had my yucks, but I'm ready to play.
All right, Maria and Richie, you have somebody who shows up, a guy who's looking for a producer's job, Richie, which normally goes to somebody in their 20s. He's 50 years old, been in radio for 25 years. What do you tell him?
I usually do not schedule an interview with them because I probably cannot afford them.
No, really?
That's what I
How would you know that? How would you prejudice that?
Presumed to be overqualified, right?
You know, and it's funny because I have been proven wrong on that. We all know a guy that we've worked with for years who worked with us for a few years, and he said, and one of the things he said at the get-go was, and don't think you can't afford me.
Well, because in his case, that was because he was terrible, and we could afford him.
No, not at all. No, not at all. But, you know, and I would say... I would say if you are 40 or above.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes, you're right. Yep.
If you are 40 or above, make sure that you go after that and they know that, you know, what your price range is because otherwise you might get passed up for a job.
Maria? What did you start to say?
I say the same thing. I just assume I can't afford them and I just.
You made mistakes.
And you know what? I kind of like to groom people too. So I tend to like to mentor younger people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it depends on the position.
Good if you have time to do that.
Yeah, and increasingly, the person to whom you are applying may be younger than you. So, again, it all comes back to the fundamentals, having done your homework on the company, and the obvious things, making eye contact, saying the person's first name aloud as you shake their hand.
Oh, this looks like a good job, and they're not even looking at you.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's like in an interview when you and I can't you and I are talking to each other. We're not looking at each other.
This past weekend, Chris Matthews gave a great commencement speech, and he was telling the class of 11, it's a lot easier for someone to say no to you via email than it is on the phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for somebody to say no to you on the phone than if you show up.
Mm.
And there really is something to this Woody Allen line about 80% of life is showing up.
Yep.
And when you make that unblinking eye contact and you grin and you say their first name as you're shaking their hand and you give them comfort that I know what you need to accomplish here and I can do this for you and I will not disappoint you.
But most people aren't smart enough to ask the question.
Ask for the order.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I mean, on either side, I don't think they're smart enough.
I think probably if you walk away from this conversation with anything, you just made the biggest point. I cannot stand when somebody cannot make eye contact with me.
Yeah,
awful. Drives me nuts.
That's how you get a job, ladies and gentlemen. Check out survivalspeech.com, survivalspeech.com. Holland Cook is in the know and on the go. Remember that?
Yes, sir. That's right, babe.
All right. How about some Lumitone? Maria, how's your face? Wait a minute. Better yet, please check out Holland's eyes. I'm looking right at Holland. His eyes are okay. Not too puffy underneath. Maria's got great skin. Roberta, she's okay. Richie is the one who has gotten us really to focus on how good Lumitone is. In fact, well, your eyes, you admit yourself, it's the Bill Clinton effect.
He's got quite a presence.
He has a great presence. Lumitone is very beneficial. Anybody who has dark circles, puffiness, fine lines, instantly we can fix that problem by your applying Lumitone. Been found to alleviate redness, acts to fight inflammation, gives you a bright and even skin tone appearance because it is the color. It has no color. It just is. It's greaseless. It doesn't have a color. It's refreshing. And you can get a free jar by calling 800-894-3302. What the heck could be wrong with that? Puffiness reduced. Dark circles gone. Bags under your eyes. Poof. Look younger and refreshed. I like that for a good advertising slogan. Poof, it's gone. 800-894-3302. Free jar available. All you pay is shipping and handling. Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
51 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For many reasons, this was not just another space shuttle launch. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Kennedy Space Center, the place, the weather cooperative. So let's count it down. 3, 2, 1.
And liftoff for the final launch of Endeavour, expanding our knowledge, expanding our lives in space.
Yesterday morning's launch came more than 2 weeks after a technical problem forced a scrub just hours before the first planned liftoff. And what a scene it was for yesterday's launch. An estimated 500,000 people lined Florida's Space Coast to watch the 25th and final flight of Endeavour, which is being commanded by Mark Kelly. By now, you're probably aware that Commander Kelly is married to Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who continues her remarkable recovery after being shot in the head in that horrible shooting in Tucson back in January. Congresswoman Giffords made the trip to Florida from her rehab center in Houston and watched the launch. Giffords' chief of staff, Pia Carasone, described her reaction.
I mean, I think relief was her biggest feeling. She was very proud, is always proud of Mark and what he does. But, you know, I mean, it was an exciting moment for her to watch.
Carasone says the outpouring of support for Giffords has helped her recovery.
To, you know, be reminded regularly that they're loved and supported and thought of around the world is definitely moving.
And here's something you might call moving. As Endeavour reached into the sky, Commander Kelly's twin brother, Scott, who was also there yesterday watching the launch from the ground, presented Gabby Giffords with a bouquet of red roses. Endeavour and its crew of six is on a 16-day mission to install new research equipment on the International Space Station and is scheduled to return to Earth in the early morning hours of June 1st. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only 1 blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
On Wall Street, the stock market off to a rocky start for the week. The Dow fell 47 points yesterday to 12,548. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices also down $2.28 a barrel, settling at $97.29. The Mississippi River reaching record levels on its way to the Gulf of Mexico. The river expected to crest at an all-time high of more than 64 feet today in Greenville, Mississippi. In Louisiana, forecasters expect a record peak in Baton Rouge this week, even after the successful opening of the Morganza Spillway. So, after all that, he's not running. Donald Trump, not running for president, releasing a statement yesterday saying business is still his greatest passion. Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Trump made the right choice.
He's gone way down in the preference polls. His unfavorabilities have skyrocketed. He is well over 60%.
Of course, some are asking the question, was Trump ever really serious about running for president in the first place? Let's put it this way. 4 years from now, if Donald toys with the idea of running for president again, remember the expression, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. Well, you know how it goes. Closing notes. First, an air travel note. Imagine, if you will, taking a flight from New York City to Paris. Sounds nice, but wait, you're flying coach. It's a long flight, and you have to squeeze into the middle seat. All the way across the Atlantic, sitting like this. Well, the airline industry is telling us, despite high airfares because of the cost of fuel, you can expect a record number of international air travelers this summer. Over 26 million passengers expected to board international flights between June and August. In other words, you're going to have lots of company. And finally, the final episodes of the Oprah Winfrey Show to begin taping today at Chicago's United Center, which is expected to be filled to capacity of about 20,000 for the shows, which will air next week. I have an idea for Oprah. Make this a favorite thing show. Sure, give away 20,000 cars. You've got the cash. Oprah, what do you think?
Wonderful.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.